This is WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. Ask a Boston resident where he or she lives, and the answer may be a bit more complicated than it seems. That's because neighborhood borders are often up for debate in this city. And when a new development comes in, the boundaries can get even blurrier. WBUR's Miranda Suarez reports.
When City Councilor Kim Janey stands outside the Marriott Residence Inn on Washington Street, she knows exactly where she is.
We are standing here in the heart of the city, in the heart of Roxbury in Dudley Square.
And she's right. The hotel's official address says Roxbury. But Marriott calls the hotel the Residence Inn Boston, downtown South End. Janey says the hotel name is an attempt to sidestep Roxbury, a primarily black neighborhood, and embrace the whiter, wealthier South End.
Roxbury has been home to the black community in the city of Boston now for generations. And to try to claim that it is the South End is very problematic because it is erasing our history. It's erasing people of color from that history, from our neighborhood.
But some disagree, including Joe DeGangi, a developer who lives and works near the Residence Inn.
I mean, that's still the South End.
DeGangi's company referred to the area as Lower Roxbury in documents it submitted to the city about a property nearby. But its website advertised the development as a South End project. DeGangi says the documents were likely written by attorneys, and he doesn't know why they would call the area Roxbury.
If you will go to City Hall and you apply for a resident parking sticker, you get a South End sticker.
Others see this part of the city as more of a gray area. Deshaun Riley sits on a bench in Ramsey Park, right next to the Residence Inn. He grew up in the Mandela Homes, an apartment building nearby.
You cross over one street, it's considered Roxbury. One street is considered South End. So, I mean, does it really matter?
Real estate researcher Constantine Valhouli says it matters to realtors and developers with properties in Roxbury. Valhouli says they may prefer to market their properties as part of the trendy South End.
For the most part, everyone is making it up.
Take Mass Ave, which many people define as the border between the South End and Roxbury. Valhouli says real estate prices there are some of Roxbury's highest and some of the South End's lowest. So, marketing a property as a cheap buy in the South End would be easier than marketing it as an expensive choice for Roxbury.
The developers are probably thinking, I'd just like to sell this for more than we thought we could, and if we're going to leverage a bit of the South End's cachet, great.
Joe DeGangi's office is in Roxbury, and his company, D2 Development, advertises several other buildings there. DeGangi says he is happy to work in the neighborhood, and he adds that he has no problems renting out units to the students and young professionals in his Roxbury buildings.
It is where it is, right? If it's in the South End, it's in the South End. If it's in Roxbury, it's in Roxbury. The best way to change the perception or erase a negative connotation is to do good things in that community. You shouldn't run away from where it is.
What DeGangi calls a negative connotation bothers City Councilor Janey. She says Roxbury is a great place. And while she welcomes new residents, Janey worries about development that ignores the people who already live in the neighborhood.
We've got to call out when people are doing things or marketing things in a way, if in fact it is rooted in racism, because they think it will appeal to perhaps white residents in our neighborhood as opposed to, you know, communities of color.
Tunney Lee, Boston's former chief of planning and design, says the South End is fashionable today only after undergoing its own gentrification. Lee says he remembers a time when people claimed their South End homes were in the Back Bay.
You know, in the last 50, 60 years, South End has completely transformed. It slowly grew from the north side all the way down to Mass Avenue and started encroaching onto Roxbury.
New development has already crossed Mass Ave to the Roxbury side of Washington Street. One upcoming project aims to turn a run-down Victorian building into an upscale hotel. Valhouli, the real estate researcher, predicts other luxury amenities will start moving into Roxbury soon. And he says the new probably won't coexist with the old forever.
That point of equilibrium rarely lasts. Often it goes right from there into a place that's all $15 a glass wine bars.
A place that looks a lot more like the South End. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miranda Suarez.